You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ladies and gents, yes, sir. Welcome back once again, All Things Covered with Patrick Peterson and Bryant McFadden. Of course, the Minnesota Vikings, their season is over. But for us, our season is still going. And with that being said, we got to keep you guys informed, in the loop on what's happening, not just in the NFL world, but just throughout everything, entertainment. But the big story for us, Pat P, of course, Skoll Check-In. We must service the Skoll Nation. The big news that just recently surfaced, right? Ed Donatell is fired. Unfortunately, it wasn't the expectations wasn't necessarily met. In regards to the scheme, some people had issues with the scheme, the production, the numbers, the consistency. Well, they decided to part ways. A lot of fans were jumping in our comment section saying that should be the first thing the Vikings do. You never want to see an individual lose their job, but that's the nature of the beast in the National Football League. What was your reaction, Pat P, when you heard your DC, Ed Donatell, just got fired?
I was shocked, to see that they moved on for Coach Ed. But like we all know how the business goes. If they feel like you're not, holding up to the standard that, that they're holding you to, changes are going to be made, it's just unfortunate that, they had to make that change just after 1 year. Coach Ed is just such a great human being, has a great connection with the players. I just love the way he communicates with his players, just communicate with everyone like men, as it should be, I love this scheme. Just unfortunate we didn't perform, better, because it's proven that the scheme works, the scheme is phenomenal.
Why wasn't it working?
I think early on in the year, because our scheme is just so based off, getting pressure with our front four, applying pressure with our front four. And once teams start realizing that, we had two really good guys off the edge. If you go back and look, the first eight seasons, we was getting off on the quarterback. We wasn't blitzing at all. Yeah, we was giving up chunks because, we was being in a much more of a zone defense, eyes for the most part. But they was just normally 5-0 protecting us, meaning it was their five guys versus our four guys. Then once they, start seeing, Z was having monster game, 2-sack game, 3-sacks game, just going crazy at that point of the season, they started coming out in these thumper and chipper sets, meaning putting the H back closer to the tackles to kind of detour our pass rushers to give the quarterback that much more of time to find his receivers. And when you pretty much play in a zone and your pass rush is not getting there, your receiver is going to find those open areas to be able to, make plays for the opposing offense. So I think once teams started, getting in that max protection look, and it was hard for us to kind of change our identity on the back end, I just think that's when, you know, we wasn't getting as much pressure as we needed to the quarterback to make the defense that much more successful.
What type of defensive coordinator do you believe the Vikings should target next? I know I heard you guys, Brian Flores is one of the candidates that was requested to be interviewed. Of course, yeah. Some other names as well. But when you talk about just the scheme, the philosophy, what do you think, in your personal opinion, you know what I mean? What would you like to see
the mantra be? Someone that still has the 3-4 scheme.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that scheme if you're still trying to keep, you know, Daniil is still in the contract, but you never know what they're going to do with that. You just signed C to a nice contract, and those are 3-4 guys. You know, well, Daniil is technically a 4-3 guy, but they kind of made him into a stand-up. But anywho, I think it has to be a 3-4 scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Just aggressive, you know, just being aggressive, forcing offenses to change their hand, you know, being more of the guy, being more of the defense that's, you know, pressing the issue versus, you know, sitting back and relaxing, you know, and that's what I played in my whole career. So that's pretty much all I know. You know what I mean? Coming from being in Arizona for 10 years, being with Ray Horton, coming from the Steelers, being with Todd Bowles, being with James Betcher, who came from Todd Bowles, then Vance Joseph, you're another high pressure guy, you know, so that's pretty much all I played in. So that's kind of like all I know. But I will say this, it did give me an opportunity, the scheme that I did play in last year, it did give me an opportunity to see the quarterback a little bit more and help me get my second career, my second season high in picks with 5.
No question. You play with 3 eyes, you usually make big time plays. You know what I mean? You were able to do so. So Skol Nation, I guess, is a wait and see process to see exactly what will happen in regards to some of the candidates that will be interviewed. I know you guys will be following this story intensely, because defense win championships. You want to be able to have the Minnesota Vikings defense doing what they've been called to do and the expectation. So wait and see approach for all of us. But as we just detailed and talked about, Ed Donatell is no longer the DC for the Minnesota Vikings going after 1 year. Some of the numbers, when you look at some of the defensive numbers, you had an overall good record team-wise, but the defense ranked 28th in points and 31st in yards allowed. Not the place you want to be in regards to statistics. So let's see exactly what happens next. We will stay tuned. And anything we hear, guess what? We will make sure you guys hear it as well. Going to take a quick break, and when we come back, around the league, championship weekend is coming up. Let's see exactly what Pat P believes will happen or won't happen. Stay tuned.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When we're back, now it's time to tap into Around the League. Boy, this is one of the more entertaining, highly anticipated weekends in the National Football League. Championship weekend, AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game. Let's tap into the AFC first. Your favorite team, the team you've been riding with the entire playoffs, the Cincinnati Bengals. They're still in it, traveling to Kansas City, playing against a team they've had a lot of success against. I already know where you're going, Pat P. I assume you're going with Joe Cool, right? Joe Cool, bro.
You know I'm going with Joe Cool, man.
Do you feel overly confident knowing that Pat Mahomes has a high ankle sprain, or you still feel like regardless if he was 100% healthy, Cincinnati was going to take care of business?
Yeah, I feel like if Patty was 100% healthy, Joe Burrow in the game, Who Dat Nation, or whatever you want to call themselves, we're still going to win that football game.
Regardless.
Because I just feel like here is why I think they was going to win regardless. The Chiefs, they always have a hot start, but they always hit that point in the game to where it's like two or three series to where they get like a little cold stretch. Mm-hmm. You can't have no cold stretch with Joe Burrow. Their defense a little bit suspect. Mm-hmm. Chiefs, I'm speaking of.
Yep.
And I know obviously they have they rely on the front four to get pressure. Chris Jones in the game, mm-hmm.
Frank
to get
Clark
pressure on the quarterback. Frank Clark and all those guys. But if Joe got some time to throw the ball to whoever the receivers are,
yeah,
he's going to dice you up.
And
Cincinnati defense, in my opinion, is better than the Kansas City defense.
And they're underrated. They're an underrated group in regards to how productive they've been, but not necessarily being in the conversations of some of the best defenses in the National Football League. You know what I mean? But they're a group that can get the job done. In regards to Joe Burrow, it's almost like you got to pick your poison. Because if you play a shell-like defense when you're protecting anything deep with your both safeties back, they can run the football. They showed that this past weekend against Buffalo.
But if you
want to cheat up one of those safeties, now you got to make sure your guys in the back end can cover those outstanding, talented wide receivers they have. And now Hayden Hurst, the tight end, who was a former first rounder.
I don't care who you're going to.
So more of the story, you got to try to find a way to get pressure on Joe Burrow, only doing it with four guys.
Yep.
And utilizing everyone else in coverage. Because if you can do that, then he might not be as cool as he's been in these ball games. But if you don't, as I stated, man, he's cooler than a polar bear's toenail. Shout out to Big Boy, by the way. So I'm right there with you. I'm taking Cincinnati,
but we can't expect a lot of high exotic pressures from the Kansas City defense. Now we got to remember who the defensive coordinator is.
Yeah, Spagnuolo.
Yeah, Spags is a mastermind when it comes to dialing up blitzes and creating all these different stunts. But I tell you what, they better get home.
They got to get home.
Ooh, Joe Burrow.
They got to get home. And even though Pat Mahomes won't be 100%, he's so talented that the pressure is kind of on Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid this year, because he is probably the most talented quarterback in the National Football League, especially in regards to throwing the football and what he can do.
Who are you speaking of, Joe or Patrick?
Pat. Speaking of Pat Mahomes, right? So when you have that type of talent, we want to see you get to a championship game. We want to see you win more than one championship. You know, that was one of the debates in regards to Aaron Rodgers. When you talk about arm talent throughout his time, we will always say he's probably the cream of the crop.
Right.
But only one championship to show for it, one Super Bowl appearance to show for it. When you have that type of talent, people want to see you get there. Yeah. You know, get there more.
I agree.
Even though he's not healthy, the pressure's on because they beat the Chiefs last year in Kansas City.
And well, you got to think about it, the pressure's always on though when it comes to Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, just because they've been to five straight in the AFC.
This is their fifth straight. That's what I'm saying, Pat P. So if you go to five straight, and you only got one Super Bowl to show for it with one of the more talented quarterbacks, in the National Football League, probably I consider Pat Mahomes to be a more mobile Dan Marino. Mm-hmm. And Dan Marino's my favorite quarterback.
We also got to think about who they lost to, though, in those. It's not like they lost to some slouch. They lost
it
to
don't matter.
Pat one year.
Pat P, it don't matter.
Who they lost to? Joe Burrow, who's probably a top two quarterback in the league right now.
They beat San Francisco. They lost to Tampa, right?
Tom Brady, another Hall of Famer.
I understand that. But what happened last year is why I believe this year is so important. Because you lost to a team that was the fourth seed in the playoffs with an offensive line that has been much maligned, and they still beat you in the fashion in which they beat you last year.
Yeah.
That's why I say this year is pivotal.
Yeah, I agree that the pressure's on because of the magnitude of the game from last year. But I thought you were saying the pressure was on just because
they won
five AFC championship. I'm like,
No. I think it's more so about the way they lost last year. Now you're playing the same team again.
Gotcha. Yeah, I agree with you on that part. I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So let's transition before we go, Pat P, to the NFC. San Francisco with Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, traveling to Philly. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Miles Sanders, and the crew. Who are you picking in that ballgame?
Man, I was high on the 49ers, you know, throughout the playoffs. But I watched that Philly game when they played the Giants. Ooh, them boys look dominant, boy. I mean, 49ers look dominant, too. But Philly, them boys on a whole other level.
Hey, what I said... I said, watching the Giants versus the Eagles reminded me of the national championship game when we saw TCU versus Georgia. Ooh. The Giants didn't have enough five stars.
Yeah.
And four stars.
They didn't have enough five stars. They have enough five star recruits.
They have enough recruits. It didn't matter what Daniel Jones did.
Trying to tell you. I mean, any and everything. I mean, everything went right for them boys. You know
everything,
what I mean?
My guy.
Yeah, and for Jalen Hurts to come out there and put on the performance that he did, it just shows that he's the MVP of the league, man. Like, Yeah, he's the MVP of the league.
No.
Yeah. MVP of the league, man. And only reason he's not going to get MVP of the league because he missed two games.
That's a big plus.
Huh?
That's a big plus, but I hear what you're saying.
And that's the only reason that he's not the MVP of the game. He lost one game this year, Matt.
He did.
He put the team on his back, and it showed when he's in the lineup, they're unstoppable.
Hey, I agree. I see your argument, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know Patty's going to get it.
Patty
going to
get it.
But I'm saying, if he wouldn't have missed those two games, he was by far the lead MVP.
Patty is going to get it. But then also, too, in regards to Pat Mahomes' argument for him, outside of Travis Kelce, who does he have?
I mean, that's almost sound like Peyton Manning when he won it with Adrian James.
I understand that, but I said this during the season. I felt like before the season, when I went to training camp to watch the Eagles, they had the most talented team then. I'm like, they got some dudes, bro.
Yeah, by far. Everywhere.
They've really done a great job assembling that roster. Hassan Reddick. They got three guys on the defensive side that got double-digit sacks.
I know, bro.
They got a 1,200-yard rusher, 1,100-yard receiver, a 1,400-yard receiver, three guys with double-digit sacks. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who missed almost half of the year, he got six interceptions. You got a pro bowler, all pro at the corners. That's why it's a tall task for San Francisco. And I'm not saying I'm picking San Francisco because of Brock Purdy being their quarterback. No. I am not picking San Francisco because of Brock Purdy being a quarterback. No, that has nothing to do with it. I'm picking the Eagles because they just got more talent.
Yeah, they're the better team.
And they're well coached. Now, granted, anything can happen. A ball can bounce your way, a turnover. Yeah. But if both teams play clean football, the Eagles going to win.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But, hey, Pat P, Championship Sunday is upon us. I can't wait to see exactly what happens, because we get a chance to see exactly who will be going to the Super Bowl in Arizona, where we will be as well. And let us know what you guys would like to see us do out in Arizona. Let us know from the comment section, tap in, because Pat P is playing in the waste management. I thought I was going to be his caddy, but he told me I got to carry a bag for 15 holes. That don't make
18,
sense.
Man.
18, man. 18. I'm not signing up for that. I didn't know I had to do that. I thought I was going to be like his personal interviewer guy, you know, and I'm talking to Pat P. What do we think of here, Pat? Should we do this? Are you going? What club you need? But he want me to carry the bag.
Nope.
That don't even make sense.
You got to carry the bag, Mac.
No, I'm sorry. I'll wait for you at the 18th hole. I started the first. I'll wait for you at the 8th. Now, I have a beverage for you, too.
I already know you will, my guy.
No question. No question. Hey, but Pat P, man, listen, great show once again. Like I said, we will keep you guys informed if we hear anything in regards to defensive coordinator search. Pat P, continue to enjoy your offseason.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
We will link up in person. Don't worry, out in Arizona. But until then, see you when we see you. Peace.
Peace.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.